mountains of Mecca, what can you say of the day that Abraham passed your way? And he was instructed by God to build a house of peace where people pray. And they will come on every lean camel and out of every ravine for the purpose of praising Allah, to glorify Allah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Praise be to Allah alone. We all praise Him and we seek His help. Whomsoever Allah guides is a truly guided one. And whomsoever Allah leads astray, none can show Him guidance. Brothers and sisters, welcome to a new episode in the series of History of Hajj. In today's episode, inshallah, we're going to tackle one of the most important monuments of Hajj. Ever since Allah the Almighty prescribed Hajj, that is Arafat. Arafat or Arafat is the name of the day and a place. As far as the time, it is the day of the ninth day of the month of Dhul Hijjah. The ninth day of the month of Dhul Hijjah is known as the day of Arafah. The place is Arafah or Arafat. In the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, in ayah number 198, in a segment of it, Allah Almighty said, فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُمْ مِنْ عَرَفَاتٍ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ. So he made mention in this ayah of Arafat, the valley in which all the pilgrims must spend the day or a part of the day and a part of the night, or if they cannot spend any part of the day, then during the night, as he will be explained in details in a little bit. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Hajj Arafah. In order to perform Hajj, he must be present in Arafah on the day of Arafah. So the valley called Arafat, and it is called Arafah. It is located about 22 kilometers away from Al-Masjid Al-Haram. And the distance between Arafat, this valley which is so huge, is approximately 1.4 square kilometers. That's why it encompasses millions of pilgrims, sometimes four, sometimes even more of Hujjaj every year by the grace of Allah. And its distance from Muzdalifah is 6 kilometers. And Arafat is distant from the valley of Mina, 10 kilometers, the distance between Arafat and Mina. When we come to learn about the borders of Arafat, nowadays, alhamdulillah, there are clear signs, billboards, details directing the Hujjaj to stay within the boundaries of the valley of Arafat. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Hajj Arafah. The most important pillar of Hajj is Arafah. And what distinguishes Hajj from any other Umrah is being in Arafat on the ninth day of the month of Dhul Hijjah. You can perform Umrah throughout the entire year, day or night. It doesn't matter. But for the Hajj, in order to perform Hajj, you must come to the valley of Arafah on the ninth day of the month of Dhul Hijjah, which is known as the day of Arafah, which is the greatest day of the entire year. Because during this day, Allah the Almighty forgives most of those whom He forgives throughout the year on the day of Arafah. He forgives their sins. In the same hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ما من يوم أكثر من أن يعتق الله فيه عبدا من النار من يوم عرفة. There is no other day on which Allah forgives more people, forgives them their sins, more than on the day of Arafah. Then he said, وإنه ليدنو ثم يباهي بهم الملائكة. And indeed, Allah the Almighty will come close to them, descend and will come close to the pilgrims. So in the beginning of the hadith, he was talking about the time, the day of Arafah, the ninth day of the month of Dhul Hijjah. Then by the end, he said, on that day, Allah comes close to our holy sky. And he looks at his servants, at the Hujjaj, at the pilgrims, and he is proud of them before his angels. The Hujjaj gather on that day in this valley, and they pray Dhuhr and Asr together, combined at the time of the earlier prayer, which is Dhuhr. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam arrived to Arafat, and he stayed in Namira. Namira is on the borders of Arafat, in the direction of the Haram. And by the way, Namira used to be a village there, then it is abandoned, and it is not a part of Arafah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam delivered the khutbah, the speech there, and he led them in Dhuhr and Asr prayer, where he shortened the prayers, two rak'ahs each, and combined them, and offered the two prayers at the time of the earlier one, which is Dhuhr. Then he delved and he entered into the valley of Arafah. In the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Arafah kulluha mawqif illa batn Urana. The place which is known as Urana, which has Namira, it has also what is known as Masjid Namira. What is Masjid Namira? At the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they used not to be any masjid there. But because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered the khutbah there, later on they built a masjid. And they kept on expanding the masjid until now it is approximately 27,000 square meters. MashaAllah, it can accommodate up to 300 person at a time. This huge number gathers only once a year on the day of Arafah to attend the khutbah or the speech delivered by the Imam on that blessed day. That's why we warn people who are attending the prayer in Masjid Namira that the front part of the masjid actually is not a part of Arafat, and you shouldn't stay in it. They keep some partitions in order to make certain that the people who are in a state of ihram and performing hajj will remain in Arafah, not outside in Namira or in Wadi or Batn Urana, because the member and the mihrab in which the imam is leading the prayer is located outside the boundaries of Arafat. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خير الدعاء دعاء يوم عرفة. The hadith is collected by Imam al-Tirmidhi. The best supplication ever is the supplication which is made on the day of Arafah. And in another hadith, he said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, وخير ما قلت أنا والنبيون من قبلي لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. It is very obvious from the hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recommended that the best supplication to invoke Allah with any time, especially on that day, is the invocation of monotheism, is to declare the oneness of Allah by saying La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la. There is no God to be worshipped but Allah alone. He has no partners in worship. Lahu al-mulku wa lahu al-hamd. To him belongs the domain and the praise. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. And he is indeed able to do all things. As I mentioned earlier, some people call Masjid Namira Masjid Arafah, which is okay because it is, most of it now is located in Arafah. But some people call it Masjid al-Nabi Ibrahim, assuming that Ibrahim alayhi salam had a masjid there, or it was built by Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, and that is not true. In Arafah, there is what is known as Jabal Arafat, Mount Arafat. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not actually climb the mountain of Arafat. Rather, he stood at the steep by the beginning of the rocks of the mountain, and he said in the hadith, وقفت هنا وعرفة كلها موقف. So we learn from this hadith that the valley of Arafah is also called Arafah in the hadith and in the ayah Arafat. So you can say Arafah or Arafat. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicated in this hadith that anywhere that you stand in Arafah on the ninth day of the month of Dhul Hijjah is valid. It is a valid place to stand or to sit or to recline or to rest. Okay, but the word wukuf, which is standing, because most of the people tend to stand either praying or making dua. Some people try to make an effort to climb the mountain and collect some stones from the mountain, which have nothing to do with the rituals of the Hajj. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, عَرَفَةُ كُلُّهَا مَوْقِفٌ. Wherever you happen to stand in or sit in Arafah on that day, it is a valid place and it will do it. The presence time in Arafah on the ninth day, beginning from الزوال, when the sun moves away from its meridian. يعني it is the noon time or at the prayer time of Salatul Zuhr. This is where we pray both prayers on that day, Zuhr and Asr together, combined at the Zuhr time. Then you shall stand there or stay there in Arafat until sunset. A very common error that people do when they want to beat the traffic, so they leave from Arafat before sunset. According to the vast majority of the fuqaha, the jurists, that if a person left from Arafat and made ifada to Muzdalifah or to anywhere else before sunset, then they have violated a wajib. And for their hajj to be complete, they must offer a fidya, to slaughter a sheep and to be distributed entirely among the poor people of Mecca, with the exception of Imam al-Shafi'i, may Allah have mercy on him, who said that if people have left before sunset, they have made an error, but they are not required to give a fidya. If a person was not able to come to Arafah, to the valley of Arafat, on that day before sunset, it will be sufficient also to come and stay at night. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, when he stated عَرَفَةُ كُلُّهَا مَوْقِفٌ مَنْ جَاءَ لَيْلَةَ جَمْعَ قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الْفَجْرِ فَقَدْ أَدْرَكَ. That's a sound hadith. Whoever happened to come to Arafah any time, even at night, as long as it is before the dawn of the following morning, which will be the 10th day of the month of Dhul Hijjah, then فَقَدْ أَدْرَكَ, then he have caught the proper time to be in Arafah, and his hajj, as far as spending some time in Arafah, will be valid. The most proper presence in Arafah is, as I mentioned earlier, from the Zawal, and you can attend before that, according to Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, even from the dawn. So that's why, because of the very huge number and the very heavy traffic, that people have to leave earlier than that. But what counts as spending time in Arafah from Zawal till the dawn of the following morning, which is the 10th day of the month of Dhul Hijjah. The day of Arafah and being in Arafah on that day is also perceived as a Eid day for them, for the Hujjaj. A Jewish man once said to Umar ibn Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, you guys have such a great verse in the Quran that if this verse was revealed to us, the Jews, we would have taken the day of its revelation a day of celebration and a day of Eid. Allah the Almighty said in the third ayah of Surah Al-Ma'idah, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. And this ayah is such a great news that number one, it means Allah the Almighty said, today I have completed for you your religion and I have perfected my favor upon you, and I'm pleased with Islam as your religion. This ayah, brothers and sisters, was revealed upon on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the day of Arafah, when he was in the valley of Arafah. Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu anhu said, by Allah, I know where and when it was revealed. It was revealed on a Eid day, because the day of Arafah on that day coincided also Friday in the valley of Arafat. Brothers and sisters, indeed the day of Arafah is the greatest day of the year. Many people ask, why was it called Arafah? There are many suggestions and many afar in this regard, but we cannot confirm either one of them. For instance, they say it was called Arafah or Arafat because when Adam and Eve were sent down from heaven, they were lost and they didn't get to see each other, but they finally got to meet in this valley. So they got to see and meet each other in Arafat from knowing each other. Also Arafah because the pilgrims get to meet one another, and nowadays we see millions of people getting to meet and knowing each other, introducing each other to others, and so on. And it is also suggested that because people acknowledge their sins and ask Allah the Almighty for forgiveness on that day. Either way, brothers and sisters, the day of Arafah by itself is the greatest day. But besides that, there is no significance whatsoever for visiting Arafat or the valley of Arafat on any other day of the year, other than for tourism or to be acquainted with the place and to see the place without being crowded, such as on the day of Arafat, the ninth day. But there is no special virtues or reward for going to Arafat on any day other than the ninth day of the month of Dhul-Hijjah. By that, we come to the end of today's episode of your series, History of Hajj. And until next time, I leave you all in the care of Allah. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Oh mountains of Mecca, what can you say of the day that Abraham passed your way, and he was instructed by God to build a house of peace where people will pray, and they will come on every lean camel and out of every ravine for the purpose of praising Allah, to glorify Allah.